Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Making It in Real Estate Starting Out as a Developer by John McNellis is a practical guide to commercial real estate development. Aimed especially at readers who are entering the field or moving into development from another career, rather than presenting real estate as a purely financial or theoretical discipline, the book explains the full working process of development, identifying opportunities, evaluating markets, assembling a team, securing financing, handling permits and entitlements, managing design and construction, and bringing a project to market. The tone is conversational and grounded in McNellis's long experience as a developer, which makes the book especially useful as an introductory industry manual. Its purpose is not to offer abstract theory, but to translate the realities of development into readable, usable guidance. In that sense, it functions both as an overview of the business and as a practical framework for understanding what developers actually do and why so many projects succeed or fail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading the market before chasing a site. A central theme of the book is that development begins with market judgment, not with construction. McNellis stresses the importance of understanding location, demand, demographics, and local conditions before committing capital or effort to a project. This matters because a site that looks promising on paper may fail if the surrounding market cannot support the intended use. The book frames opportunity recognition as a disciplined developer must look for gaps between what exists and what the market needs, while also accounting for timing and regulatory realities. That approach is important because real estate development is highly place-specific, and broad assumptions rarely survive contact with local zoning, neighborhood opposition, or shifting demand. By foregrounding market reading, the book teaches that good development is less about boldness than about disciplined observation. The practical implication is that developers should treat site selection as a filtering process, eliminating weak opportunities early rather than forcing a project into an unsuitable context. Secondly, the development process as a sequence of coordinated decisions. The book is especially valuable in showing that development is not a single event, but a chain of interdependent decisions. McNellis walks readers through the sequence from conception to entitlement, design, financing, construction, and eventual leasing or sale. This matters because errors made early in the process often become more expensive later, which means the developer must think ahead and coordinate moving parts from the start. The book emphasizes assembling a capable team of architects, engineers, contractors, brokers, lenders, and public officials. Since no developer controls every variable alone, that team-based view distinguishes development from simpler forms of investing, where ownership can be passive. McNellis also makes clear that permits, zoning, and environmental review are not side issues but core parts of the business. The deeper lesson is that a developer's job is to organize complexity, not just to own land or finance buildings. Readers gain a realistic picture of development as project management under uncertainty, with each decision affecting feasibility, cost, and timeline. Thirdly, financing, leverage, and the discipline of risk control, another major focus, is the financial side of development, especially how fragile projects can become when funding assumptions are too optimistic. McNellis explains that developers must secure financing, negotiate with lenders, and structure deals in ways that leave enough room for setbacks. This is a practical point because development typically involves large upfront commitments before the project produces any income. The book, therefore, treats capital structure as a form of risk management rather than as a purely technical exercise. It encourages readers to understand what lenders care about, how leverage affects flexibility, and why overconfidence can create unnecessary exposure. The importance of this topic is that many development failures are not caused by bad buildings, but by weak financial planning or unrealistic expectations about timing and absorption. McNellis's experience-based advice helps readers see that prudent financing can determine whether a promising project survives delays, cost increases, or market shifts. The book does not romanticize development finance. It presents it as a high-stakes balancing act in which caution can be as valuable as ambition. Fourthly, design and construction as market-facing decisions, not just technical ones. McNellis treats design and construction as business decisions tied directly to what the market will actually absorb. Rather than focusing on aesthetics alone, the book connects the built form to function, usability, cost, and customer expectations. That matters because a project can be well designed in an abstract sense and still fail if it does not fit its intended tenants, buyers, or neighborhood context. The discussion of material selection, construction management, and coordination with professionals reinforces the idea that quality is inseparable from execution. A developer must balance durability, appearance, budget, and schedule while keeping the project aligned with its target market. The book also highlights that construction is one of the most vulnerable phases of development, since delays or cost overruns can erode margins quickly. By presenting design and construction as integrated with the rest of the development process, McNilla shows that the physical building is not separate from the business model. It is the business model made visible, and every design choice has financial consequences. Lastly, a readable field guide built from decades of experience. One reason the book stands out is its tone. McNellis presents development through a conversational, accessible style rather than in the detached language of a textbook. That choice matters because real estate development is often taught through dense technical materials. Yet beginners usually need a clearer picture of how the business works in practice. The book's use of humor and anecdotal detail helps make the subject approachable without reducing its seriousness. Just as important, the author writes from long professional experience, which gives the guidance a grounded, operational quality. Readers are not getting a speculative theory of development. They are getting a veteran's account of recurring problems, trade-offs, and habits of judgment. This makes the book useful not only for newcomers, but also for practitioners who want a compact refresher on the realities of the field. Its strength lies in combining breadth with readability. It covers the major stages of development while remaining concise enough to serve as an entry point rather than an exhaustive manual. In conclusion, this book is best suited to aspiring real estate developers, professionals shifting into development from another field, and readers who want a realistic introduction to the commercial development business. It is also useful for students and early career practitioners who need to understand how market analysis, entitlements, financing, construction, and leasing fit together in a single process. Its main value is practical. It explains the moving parts of development in plain language and shows why judgment, timing, and coordination matter as much as capital. Compared with more technical real estate texts, it is lighter, more readable, and more grounded in field experience. Compared with broad investment books, it goes much deeper into the specific mechanics of development. That combination makes it distinctive in its category. The book stands out because it does not treat development as a glamorous shortcut to wealth. It treats it as a demanding business built on patience, negotiation, and disciplined execution. Readers looking for a concise but realistic map of the profession will find it especially useful. If you would like to support John McNellis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.